welcome to this evening's second concert. Hasn't the night been wonderful with all the music? This later concert is going to be quite different. If you attended the first one, you will know rather early on that this is, well, you already know, you've heard the drums. And we've had a lot of fun putting this together. I appreciate the village giving me this opportunity to share some of the songs that I have written, some of those right here in Chalet number 9. Sven and Elizabeth, I'm sure, had a part in inspiring me to do these. I don't know if they'll want to take credit for them once you've heard them, but because, you see, my background has been in rock and roll, but it's been 20 plus years since I've had a group together to share this with me, and I've been playing on my own all this time, so it's been kind of fun to try this again, and this time, as opposed to the first experience in music where it was rock and roll of the secular nature, this is more rock and roll of a converted nature, one giving it to the Lord's use, and I hope that you find it as inspiring as it has been for me. What would you do if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? I heard somebody say as they were coming in, be sure to get an aisle seat in case. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. But you know I couldn't do it without some help from my friends. Take your places, group.
Thank you. to know how to get to heaven for that final show. Jesus said, you gotta listen to me, boy, if you wanna get some of my heavenly joy. Love your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor like you love your own. He said, go.
I was playing that kind of music when I was a boy in the early 60s. Chet Powers did a song a little bit after that. Played a lot of music, was on the road. Some of you heard me sing Lodi last night, and that was a personal testimony of sorts, getting you ready for tonight's concert, because going on the road and playing hard music and being with hard crowds, you see a lot of things, and it leaves you wondering just what life is about. And there was a lot of strife this time. There was a strife in our group, and I can remember giving things up. But there was this song that came up that helped a great deal, and I want to invite you to join me. We sing this together, particularly the refrain. If you know the verses, you're welcome to sing along. Love is but a song we sing, peace the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another. Some may come and some may go, but we shall surely pass. When the one who left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. If you hear the song I sing, you will understand. Key to love and fear in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. We've got
got to love one another right now. Right now.
I grew up as a Methodist. So if there are Methodists in the group, hi. But I didn't attend church much when I was growing up. I do remember that on the podium, on the pulpit, was a beautiful mosaic of Christ. And as a child, when I was in church, I looked at that mosaic and I thought, my, he must have been a very nice man. I hear so much about him. But when it came to believing in him as more than a man, I had trouble. I had serious trouble. I appreciated the psalm text over the beam, on the beam above in the sanctuary that said, neither slumbers nor sleeps, reference to God. And I said, now that I can appreciate. That's God, one that doesn't have to sleep. But a man, making such a big deal of a man. I struggled with that a long time, and it wasn't until, Chet Power's song and others, and as I journeyed still further out this way and up to Seattle University, I began to ponder that again very seriously. And it was in the strangest of places. It was at Fort Knox, Kentucky, at boot camp, when one Randy Howell took a walk with me and said, what do you think of Jesus? And I said, well, he's a very nice man. Have you ever considered perhaps inviting him to be more than that? And I said, well, I don't know. It was an awkward moment. And he said, I would like, if you'd permit me, I really would like to have a prayer with you. And if you want, I would pray that the Lord enter your life as more than just a man, but in fact, is the Lord of your life. And it seemed strange, but I said, fine, and Randy, in simple words, simply prayed to that effect, and there was no lightning, not even a cannon went off. But from that point on, there was a change. I began to see that the love that we were singing about came from one who is greater than a man. He was a man, but he was God. My favorite verses, scripture that came early in that walk, is the 23rd Psalm, and I hope you like my rendition.
The Lord is a shepherd. He gives me all the things that I need. He makes me lie down. Makes me lie down in peaceful fields of green. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me on paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. The darkest darkness, I shall not fear. I shall not fear, for you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. Thou anoints my head.
Jeff up to take the bass, and I sure have appreciated my good friend Dan giving me some rhythm. Dan would argue, who's giving who the rhythm? I think he's giving me some rhythm. I appreciate it, Dan. What is this man Jesus like? This one who is also Son of God.
Jesus now.
The next piece is one that I have not written. If you have a Bob Bennett tape, Lord of the Past, you know this song. When I first heard it, I was moved to the quick. The scriptures are full of stirring stories. None has the impact, at least to me, as this one, especially as I've heard it now put to music. And I'm glad Bob isn't here because I've changed it so much. And yet I hope it still has for you what it has had for me. It's called Man of the Tombs. Man of the tombs, he lives in a place where no one goes. He tears at himself, he lives with a pain that no one knows. He counts himself dead among the living. No mercy, no forgiving. Deep in the night, he's driven to cry out loud. Can you hear him cry out loud? Man of the tomb. Possessed by an unseen enemy, he breaks every chain and mistakes his freedom for being free. Shame and shamelessness equally there, like a random toss of a coin in the air. Underneath this thing did I become a fading memory of flesh and blood. I cursed the womb and graced the grave. I've lost my heart, I cannot be saved. Like those who fear me, I'm afraid. Like those who hurt, I feel pain. Naked now before my sin, and those stones are cut against my skin. Some try to touch me, but no one cares. Man of the tombs, I am. Down by the shoreline, two sets of footprints meet. Voice is screaming, another voice begins to speak. In only a moment, in only a word, the evil departs like a thundering herd. Man of the tombs, he hears this cry out loud. Underneath this thing that you've become, I see a man of flesh and blood. I give you life beyond the grave. I heal your heart, I come to save. No need to fear, be not afraid. This man of sorrows knows your pain. I come to take away your sin and bear its marks upon my skin. When no one can touch you, still I can. For Son of God I am. Dressed now and seated,
clean in spirit and healthy in mind. Man of the tombs, he begs to stay but must stay behind. He'll return to his family with stories to tell of mercy and madness, of heaven and hell. Man of the tombs, soon he'll cry out loud, underneath this thing that I once was, now I'm a man of flesh and blood. I have a life beyond the grave. I found a heart, I now can be saved. No need to fear, I'm not afraid. This man of sorrows took my pain. He comes to take away our sin and bear its mark upon his skin. I'm telling you this story because Man of the Tombs I was.
The Bible is it's filled with beautiful stories. There's perhaps no better story writer in all of Scripture than the Gospel writer Luke. And there's perhaps, with the exception of Ruth, maybe in the Old Testament, no more lovely a story in all of Scripture than the story of the prodigal found in the 15th chapter. The question we're left with from that story, a father of his and his two sons, is just who was more lavish? The younger child in spending on foolish and wicked things, or on the parent in seeking to love his wayward children back to life again? I'm going to invite Jeff to join us again for this song. Hanging out. Let's try that again.
Divided his estate. A few days later, the younger son gathered everything that he had. He went away and squandered it. A good time for a while he had, for a while he had. His money was now spent. Famine came to the country and he had nothing more to live on. So he attached himself to a farmer whose pig's husks he did eat. mockery that those tusks he did eat. Boy, it was like a treat, like a treat. Said, this child of mine was dead and he has come to life now again. No, me. Here's the last verses. I'm messing up royally here. Okay. So, this is what he did. He spread the word. They spread the word all around that a child was dead, and now he's alive again, and was lost, and now he's been found.
Thank you. Jesus told a lot of stories. One that is most moving is one about a man from Jerusalem that went to Jericho.
Man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Fell among robbers, beat him and left him to die. Abandoned him for every passerby. Who is my neighbor? shrugged and passed him by, abandoned him for every passerby. Who is my neighbor? Who claims my word and deed? Anyone in need? Anyone in need? Then a Samaritan chanced upon the stranger, deeply moved as though he were a kin. He put him on his feast and took him to an inn. Who is my neighbor? Who claims my word and deed? Anyone in need? Anyone in need? So a Samaritan's pity on a stranger, bound up his wounds and never even took his name. And Jesus said, go out and do the same. So simple. Who is my neighbor? Who claims my word and deed? Anyone in need? Anyone in need? Who is my neighbor? Who claims my word and deed? Anyone in need? Anyone in need? Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Jesus said. Jesus said, Jesus said, go out and do, go out and do the same.
Time spent at Holden has been a lot of fun. I've taken all kinds of mood swings. That's good too. The Lord loves me, and he can put up with just about anything. No, anything. And he's given me a lot of surprises. One of the surprises that probably tops almost, well, it's one of the biggest surprises, except maybe the black bear that I ran to coming back from Heart Lake on my first go on the trails. I was sitting in a circle of people with Elizabeth and Sven one Sunday, and we were getting to know one another, and new staff had come aboard and so on, and this girl looked really familiar to me, but you know how that goes, you meet people as you travel and so on, but she introduced herself, and you know, it was kind of slow, going way down deep. If you've been in different settings and you've learned a whole bunch of new names and you just kind of pile it on, you can imagine layers of names in the cerebral area. And down in there was this name that was beginning to click, but it wasn't quite there yet. Her mother, fortunately, was sitting next to her. And she introduced herself as Maxine Gripp from Dubuque, Iowa. And I said, oh, there it is. Mary Gripp, I took her out in 11th grade. It was wonderful. What a great surprise. We hadn't seen each other for 24 years. And so we just had a great time getting acquainted, and she's got a beautiful family, and just delighted that we've had these weeks together here at Holden. Not just because she was a classmate of mine in high school, but because she was on staff and was offering an introduction to art. I took her first class in. She had a great presentation, lots of slides, and gave me a thought about another whole new perception of things, looking at life a little differently. Just what I needed as I was enjoying Holden. And one of the things that she helped me understand was that there's wonder in all the world, and we catch a glimpse of it, but we better grab it while it's there, because in an instant it's gone, like the sun coming through, you know, the pines. It's only just an instant, and then it's gone. And it got me to thinking about a song that that might be appropriate, inspired by my friend Mary Gripp, and it's Holden.
Life around you, employ the grace God affords. See with eyes now opened wide, breathe deep the breath of life. For the secret of seeing is setting sail and feeling God's Spirit blow free. Catch the wonder of life around you. Hear God speak to you now. Through word and nature, God sings a love song, uniting hearts as one. For the secret of hearing is giving an ear to the song and the whisper of God. Lord of order and space, matter, time, human race, shape our lives, fill us now with delight. Grant us faith, make us new, awake our senses to you, help us all gain heavenly sight. And though our visions of wonder come and they go, may you and your love still abide. Catch the wonder of life around you. Taste the goodness of God. Bread and wine poured out in plenty, granting us all new life. For the secret of hunger is feeding the soul and sharing God's cup which overflows. Catch the wonder of life around you. Reach out and touch someone. For as you tend to the one who's needing, you'll find God touching you. For the secret of feeling the presence of God is letting His love flow through you. Catch the wonder of life. It's the pearl of great price. It's a gift, a total surprise. Let my eyes dance with glee. Let my tongue sing of thee. Let your love show through me clear and bright. And though our visions of wonder come and they go, may you and your love still abide. Catch the wonder of life. It's the pearl of great price. It's a gift, a total surprise. Let my eyes dance with glee. Let my tongue sing of thee. Let your love shine through me clear and bright. And though visions of wonder come and they go, may you and your love still abide.
Quiet. I thought I'd have to use a pick, but I'll try it with just my fingers.
Almost high, glorious God, how great is my dilemma in your presence. But if I dare to speak, what will I say? What will I say to thee? Is it your love? Is it your love? Is it your love that calls for my soul? No words can describe how I feel about you. I love you, Lord. I adore you, Creator. I love you, Lord. I worship you, my Savior. I love you, Lord. I exalt you, God. To you I give thanks and praise. place for a smiling face, for the beauty of earth, for the wonders of color, for the love of a friend, for a place in your kingdom, for life that never ends. Oh, most high, glorious God, how can I express how truly great you are, but I praise your Lord with heart and voice. I praise your Lord with strings and singing. I praise your Lord with all my being. I magnify your name. Praise your Lord. Yes, praise you, Lord, for your word that creates, for your spirit that heals, for your counsel and might, for your endless love, for your power over death, for your fairness and judgment. And we